So the president is the executive leader of the American government, yet the Speaker of the House stands up and says, no, 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 we're going to stand in the way of a deal. We're going to not allow tax increases to pay for the debt, or whatever you want to characterize as the disagreements between Barack Obama and the Republicans. It appears that a group of lawmakers in the House of Representatives is in a position to veto a possible deal, and both leaders last night described a failure to reach a deal as a catastrophe for the United States and for the global economy. Here to talk about that is Tom Streithorst, who's a contributor for The Prospect magazine. In London, he joins us from the BBC studios. Tom, good morning.
Good morning.
And this sounds suspiciously familiar to you in that a similar kind of veto arrangement in a government of the Empire of Poland many, many years ago, actually, in one way of thinking, was responsible for Poland going from a big European power to being what we think of today as a relatively fringe nation, who's had certainly some difficulties in the 20th century, but certainly nothing like the Poland that it was in the 1600s. Explain.
Well, I think it's worse than that. Poland disappeared. Poland was swallowed up. It was a strong, huge power in Eastern Europe. But Polish noblemen, like the Tea Party, didn't like taxes. And there was a constitutional arrangement in Poland by which a single nobleman, by standing up in the parliament and saying, I will not allow, could veto the entire actions of that parliament. So that meant that the Polish government was stymied. It couldn't react to changing situations. It couldn't raise taxes. And
this had a name. This thing had a name. This process had a name.
The Liberum Veto.
And it basically said any sort of rich nobleman, and I guess noblemen, while we think of them as rich guys today, they were also the only people withstanding in the what I guess would be the equivalent of the parliament in Poland back in the 1600s, right?
Yeah, people weren't noble, had no say in parliament. Parliament was just for the noblemen.
And terribly unlike what the original American Congress was. It was the lawmakers were typically landowners and voters were landowners. So we start on a relatively equal basis thinking about America and Poland in the 1600s and 1700s.
I think there's huge differences between feudalism in Poland and small farmers in the United States. I don't think they're that similar.
But it's not as much of a reach to think that this Liberum Veto is unlike what's going on now in Washington. Is that your view?
Well, I think that what the United States has problems. It has real problems that can be dealt with. However, those problems need to be addressed in a joint fashion. What happens with our constitutional arrangements, our checks and balances, make it very easy for a small group of people to stop needed reforms. There was a deal on Friday in which Obama was willing to make three times as many spending cuts as tax increases. The House leadership seemed to agree to that. They went back to the Tea Party, and the Tea Party flipped out. They went, no, no good, no tax increases. We'll let this thing fall. I think a deal is going to be made. I don't think anybody's that stupid that they're going to let the United States default. I think there's all sorts of ways around this, that will be found. I mean, in a way, the president can do it by himself. There's ways around the constitutional arrangement. So I don't think this is going to be the real problem. The problem is that we are willing to bring the United States to the brink of disaster for political show, and that a small group of representatives is able to stymie the desires of the majority. That's what reminds me of 17th century Poland.
We're talking to Tom Streithorst. He's a contributor for Prospect magazine and says that there is a disturbing similarity between what's going on in Washington, D.C. and what went on hundreds of years ago in Poland. Can you describe once again what the ramifications were of, I guess it's not simply the Liberum Veto, but essentially Poland went into decline after the 1600s, and
Poland,
as you say, disappeared.
Poland ceased to exist. It was swallowed by Russia, Prussia, and the Habsburg Empire.
But is that because they couldn't get anything done, or just because those empires just grew bigger?
Well, those empires grew bigger in the same way that China's economy is growing bigger, India's economy is growing bigger, Germany's economy is growing bigger, Brazil's economy is growing bigger. We're in a changing world. If you don't allow the government to react to those changes, you're gonna set yourself up for decline. I mean, I'm sure very few Poles standing up and doing and declining taxes in 1750 thought their country was going to disappear in 50 years. I don't think the United States is going to disappear. But
well, Tom, maybe you should refocus that and actually do a column that suggests we'll be a province of China. That'll get you some responses.
No, we're not going to be a province of China. Obviously not. I think we're playing games here. I mean, I think that the fundamental thing is this is an unnecessary fight. The debt ceiling was always a procedural matter that it got passed. Bond markets are incredibly happy to lend to the United States. There's no fears of the deficit does not frighten financial markets. They're willing to lend at incredibly low rates on 30-year bonds to the U.S. government. It's as if you had to pay your mortgage. Your mortgage came due, and a bank is willing to lend you the money to roll over your mortgage, and you say no, and you lose your house. That's what the Tea Party is doing here.
Tom, you're a Yank, right?
I am indeed.
Is this embarrassing for you being over there in London, watching all this?
Yeah, I think it is. I mean, I think that there's a great love for America in the rest of the world. Americans don't realize it, but there's a great deal of admiration for America. And people are a bit shocked of the stupidity of our government.
Views of Tom Streithorst. Thanks so much, Tom.
Thank you.
Tom is a contributor for Prospect Magazine, where he wrote that what's going on in Washington is reminiscent of 17th century Poland. They disappeared, you remember.